Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I wanted to watch. This was the rocket coming back down
and landing
to
on
a barge at sea.
Yeah. On the platform,
and
right.
I still haven't seen that one. So,
there's a conspiracy out there that says it didn't,
Do it.
So they went to stock images of fireworks.
They didn't show it live.
I'm watching the C-SPAN.
They were talking about it, and then all of a sudden you saw a picture of the rocket landed.
C-SPAN showed 20 seconds of the opening of the Wonderful World of Disney with the fireworks behind the castle, and then Todd Moore has the capsule. So that's, I mean, I don't know. I believe.
Did you ever have yours out, Oscar?
No.
Really?
I had braces for forever. It feels like
years. You walk so well now.
Back there.
Oh,
run,
on your
team. Oscar, run!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So while we were all chatting and having that lovely Monday chat at the beginning of the show, I was looking for my explosion that I lost last week, and it's not the same explosion. It's not the same one. Haven't found it. No, that's not the one. Really good one.
They could resend ordnance, right?
But it's more fun for me to find it in my computer.
Okay.
Where I lost it.
Because it's like this an adventure.
You know, it'll do the job. It's just not perfect. And welcome to the Monday version of the
4-box.
Because really, the reason I was thinking about the explosion is because, this symbolizes the United States right now.
It is chaos.
Maybe my search on your search bar, implosion. Maybe implosion. That's what it is. Because we're sort of crumbling from within as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting. When I I don't know what day it was, Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, I got so pissed off, and I came in here pissed off, and I hadn't been like that in a long time, where I just needed to vent about George Floyd and what I'd seen and how stunning it was. And little did I know that that the way I felt was the way the country was going to feel just hours later, where everything came apart at the seams, and justifiably so. I mean, this has been bubbling under the surface. And so in cities all across America, including our home base, Washington, D.C., this is going on, and we'll have a big chunk of it in the news today, because we're not going to ignore it. And
you can't.
You know, by the way, last week we did get that. We got that one person that just couldn't handle us having a little heavy discussion during the cocktail party. They just can't. They want us to be their little circus clowns.
Facts of life.
And dance the little dance that we do. But it was as organic a discussion as we ever had. We felt like everybody had a piece of it too. Everybody wanted to get it off their chest.
Yep.
And we're living in very, very interesting times. Oh my God, hold on just a second. I just looked up at my screen.
Yeah.
There's a bloom. There's a bloom on my screen right there. This is
when you say
Matt,
hello.
Matt Bloom. Hi. Hi there, Pony.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Can I ask you a question, Matt? When you decided to keep your, and I could be wrong, did anybody ask him to keep his camera on?
No.
Okay. All right.
Turn it off.
No, I just didn't know what you were adding to the show, except for just staring away.
He is does appear to be looking out the window.
Yeah. So
are we in a four shot right now for the broadcast? Because I'd like to bring something up. If you look in Oscar's shot, there is a lighted crystal next to Oscar that doesn't move. All it does is throw off a little bit of light, and even that is offering more to the program right now than Matt Bloom, because at least it's throwing off some light.
Now I noticed that you appear to have. At least from this camera shot, and it's not a perfect camera shot, you appear to have maybe two light switches behind you. Would that be accurate, or is one a cable box?
I have two light switches, but neither of those actually control the lights in this room.
I was just... It's a very
story
odd...
of his life. Two switches, no control.
Well, Mike, the one over his left shoulder is actually a switch to an outlet, so if you plug a lamp in, You know, you can make it go on and off. The one over his other shoulder is a self-destruction switch for the laboratory. That will take him and the monster out.
The raid.
The one over his right controls the dungeon switch. That's the light that goes down the stairway. Thanks, Joanna.
Don't ever touch the switch on the right.
All right, Plenty, you're freaking me out. Get out of here. Yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. We
barking
appreciate
not,
that. It's just not.
It's off-putting.
You know. So here we are.
It's much better. The three of us.
So much better.
I love you.
Oh, my. Another weekend and another just crazy time to be living here in the United States. And I have a bunch of different feelings. We want to mention this because our own Oscar Santana is living in the belly of the beast.
Yes.
I'm down here where people are, you know, worried about getting a tea time. That's that's it. And there was a small protest in Fort Myers, and I guess Manassas, Virginia had a protest,
yes,
according to Carla. But the real
and a peaceful march in Leesburg as well on Saturday.
Was it a peaceful march? Was
it
that,
was
like five moms?
Yeah, it was, and with strollers, so 10 people total. So.
Okay, very good.
No, there was a get together downtown, which bothered me because they were not wearing masks and they were shoulder to shoulder, of course.
Yeah, because we seem to have forgotten. Was a half an hour ago we had a pandemic, and now
right.
Now the news media has moved on to the next big thing. But in D.C., pretty heavy stuff last night. I watched a lot of it down in Lafayette
All
Park,
weekend.
Where they're not messing around, and they're down there, and the protesters. It's an interesting dynamic. Obviously, the songs that have said they only come out at night. When you're talking about the people that are going to be doing
the
some
rioters.
Bad stuff and some damage, but you do
peaceful
during the day and then at nighttime, the bad
an
stuff
excuse for crime,
is
right?
I think for look, we could say we understand the anger, which we do. We could understand that the criminal justice system is broken in this country, which it is. We can understand. I've even gone into more detail. I did last week when I was talking about police officers, and why this happens. And I think that that's a discussion that has to be as well as reforming the criminal justice system. I think you have to do a really, 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 really deep dive on why people put the uniform on, why people go into this line of work. I think for a long time, the movie version, the television version, has always been because they want to protect the citizenry. No, I'm sorry, but somebody's got to speak truth to power here, and there are a lot of really, really serious psychological reasons that people want to strap on a gun and put on a uniform. It's just the truth. So there's so much to cover about Let me just finish.
Go ahead.
But really. With all that said, and with the fact that we know it's broken, and we know it needs to be fixed, and we know we need to get people on this, and it is fixable, I believe that with all my heart, it doesn't take away from the fact that when I'm looking at crowds in the street burning buildings and crowds in the street burning cars and running from one ring and smiling and jumping up and down like they're excited, there's an element that comes out during these protests. It probably don't have a tremendous amount to do with the justice of this. And I hate to say this because I feel like I'm a Fox News commentator when I'm talking about it. But just like there are bad police officers, there are bad elements in any mob and people that are going to get their rocks off by the destruction and the
looting.
I separate the looting for one particular reason. I do. I tell people, you know, imagine if you will, you're in an area where you haven't had much of anything in most of your life, and a door is open, and you're looking at that $180 pair of sneakers or $260 pair of shoes. That, you know, that's a socioeconomic thing where people are so deprived of anything that it's another issue. But I'm talking about people that cause the random acts of mindless destruction. That's what you worry about. So, Oscar, you're down there. I know you've been wanting to chime in because you were close to it.
I think that there's a mindset and a message that when you discuss this and you lean in that you're anti-establishment or anti-law enforcement. That is neither here on the show. I feel comfortable speaking for the guys. We are pro peace, pro race equality, pro law enforcement when it's done right. It's just not done right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fixable.
I said fixable.
We talk about it. It's absolutely fixable, but it's not fixable if you don't talk about it and you don't educate yourself about it. Yeah. I'd love to put blinders on and say, and anybody that knows the show knows I have been waving that flag. Keep it fun, keep it fun, keep it fun, keep it fun, keep it fun. When it comes to politics, this is beyond political for me. Now, are there political influences? Yes, but the broader subject, we've done this for decades, 200 years, as far as race relations and equality. This is beyond politics. This is just about people.
And you're talking about the front line of politics is law enforcement. It is. Right. I mean, no matter how you slice it, the person with the power. And I've had that on my mind an awful lot about the amount of power we give individuals in this country without necessarily the kind of background where you'd want that. Now, you can say, is that training? Can you say is that profiling them psychologically so that you get the person in that job that is a fit? You know, this has happened again and again and again. I don't care if you're talking about 4,000 plus arrests during the year and only 5 deaths. Mm-hmm. That's 5 deaths too many. If the training is done properly and it's not an accident, you know, you don't put people in that position of power, which is really unrestricted power. Yep. What is police? What do? When we see the lights in back of us, we put our hands on the steering wheel. We pull over to the side of the road, and it is all powerful. You pretty much understand that you have to do anything that that person asks you to do. It's terrifying. We had a cop, a state cop in Virginia years and years ago. I remember this guy was talked about who used to pull women over and kind of coerce them into sexual favors to get out of tickets. Right. I mean, this is absolute power, and absolute power can be abused. And I think that when you from a knee on a neck all the way to asking somebody, hey, I'll let you off here, it can be abused. It's happening all the time. I think it's fixable. Really believe that with all my heart.
Well, it has to be fixable. Otherwise, we're doomed. But when you say about the fact that you panic and the way that a cop makes you feel when you get pulled over for a routine traffic stop, I can only imagine the fear facing a policeman in the heated environment of protest and vandalism and looting. And when all that goes down,
absolutely,
it's got to be elevated to a 10th level. Also for the policeman. And, you know, we talk about the mindset of the cop and you don't know it because it takes all kinds to make up a police force, I'm certain. And there's people that get in for different reasons. But if the wiring is there and they elevate to that level, that absolute power is a horrifying notion. It can be.
And you're right about it should be mentioned when you're in a protesting situation. You've got the, you've got these strategies and this training that's involved with a phalanx of law enforcement officers across a city intersection. And they have instructions that, you know, if you do this, this could get out of hand. And if people get into this particular area, it could get out of hand. So you see the police in many cases trying to secure a particular area. And in particular, Oscar, in Washington, D.C., securing the White House.
Federal City.
Which is a different level. In its own way. It's a much different level where the pepper spray and the tear gas comes out a lot quicker when you're down near the White House. And just to mention one thing, when you've got a president of the United States who is flexing his muscle and talking about vicious dogs and awesome weapons, you're literally taking a can of gasoline. But we know that. All right. That's what he does because he doesn't have the empathy chip, which would tell him, you know, you're speaking to a mass of people now that you could it could be an incendiary situation.
Right.
Doesn't care. He's thinking about his own ass as he always does.
I can give you my perspective, and this is all I have, is that the peaceful protests while during the day were fantastic. At night, when they got out of control, came in with half a block from my house, like just destruction. The block, mm-hmm. If you're on M Street, the stores that were broken into, the riots that broke out across the city, they're scary.
Sure.
What's not scary is waking up the next morning. This would be Sunday morning, walking down a block from your house and then seeing your neighbors and everyone helping clean up.
Right. The people that live
in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, helping clean up.
And people that
were protesting, that were there, that had their signs before they walked downtown, helping clean up in the morning.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of good there. And this is it's funny. I saw the picture of I forgot the name of the Minneapolis cop that was the face of all this, that had his mm-hmm. knee on the neck. It's just astonishing when you look at that. You know, that all this, that one spark by this guy, by this idiot, by this insensitive bastard that did all this, and just ignored someone, and then the guy died, and now here it is. And this is, I think, this is anger at the George Floyd situation. Okay. But also anger that is deep-seated with what we've been living with, with mm-hmm. this little door that popped open to racism across America, where you started to hear a lot more of it. You started to see the white supremacists marching, and it just, to me, gets down to one particular issue, that we are rudderless in this country right now. We don't have anyone that's doing a decent enough job at the top of government to calm the waters. This is just and by the way, I think this could happen with anybody in the White House. This could happen with any governor, yeah. any senator. This could happen because the problems are there, and they have to. And this is not just the police issue. This is the issue of history and what's been going on. But make no mistake, when you've got the primary source of government in these neighborhoods are police officers, It's very, very frustrating, and it's tough to ignore it when you've got cities burning across the country. It's tough to come in here and say, "Hey, how you doing? Hey, what did you do? How was your weekend?" We'll get to the funny. We do,
right?
But it's just been. I mean, we are just living in the most amazingly interesting times right now, and it's kind of like circuit overload. Do you remember? It was a week ago where people were we passed the 100,000 mark as far as deaths, with people are dying, and every story I see about that with medicine is we gave it a try, it seems to be working really good, the vaccine seems like it's promising, here we are where we've always been. Well, can you spread it with the mask? Yeah, you can, but I mean, no, you're not gonna wear a mask. We're gonna go into a restaurant. We went to a restaurant, we went to three restaurants last week. Is it gonna spike? Is it not? Is it dissipating? I am so goddamn sick of a non-definitive word.
I know.
About this virus.
It's got to be region to region. And we've been saying CYA, cover your ass, for weeks now. Mm-hmm. I went and checked out the testing for DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when can I go on my own if I just want to get a test? Mike, I was shocked to find out that they have so many tests that the mayor put out a proclamation on, I would say, Thursday, before the riots broke out, on Thursday, and I completely missed it, that said, hey, if you want a test, we actually have people just waiting to give you tests across the country. And all
this, but there's no
setup.
There's no leadership.
There's no leadership
there is,
to tell there you
is
that, right?
No, I had
to
go find there out. Is oh,
that
no
should
one
be,
saying
that
get
should be
tested.
Screaming. That should be screaming yeah. from every mountaintop.
Leesburg, Rob, you had roughly 6,500 tests last week to give away. They put out the bat light. They were done by midday.
Wow.
But you can, like, you or I or anybody,
right.
we have to take it in our own hands and find out what the testing situation is, by the way, for free.
Yeah.
In your city.
It's stunning, but that, don't you feel in a way that ship has sailed too? Where, where the testing, the contact tracing and the testing to see who's got it, it would be relevant if there was some sort of plan where they're going to use that information. They're not.
Well, it goes away with our mosquito-like sense of urgency and attention span. Did you? Because our now we're not focused on that anymore.
In the United States is ridiculous. But we are a nation of toddlers, and we pay attention to stuff. The pandemic is off the front page. It's gone. It's gone in the national consciousness right now, even with north of 101,000 deaths.
I think it's just a matter of time. I kid you not, because
that it's going to flare again.
Yes.
Oh, I agree
with you.
It's just time. I get the alert that there's a curfew in place. Sunday's the first time DC put a curfew in place.
Right.
You get the alert on your phone. That's the riots were unsettling, but when the city finally decides to put a curfew in place, you're like, all right, I would like an alert that says we have roughly 20,000 extra tests.
Yeah.
We'd like you to stop by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It's strange times. We live in. I mean, really, really strange times that we live in. And, you would think with everything that was going on with the pandemic and with the riots, that I would not be lambasted. I would not be raked over the coals for the road trip when I used my wife's toothbrush. I'm sorry I had no choice.
Right? Nice. Well, also,
we didn't get to see the little rocket ship go up into space. And oh, by the way, I read an article about, I guess we came in the right side, because coming in from Orlando, it was pandemonium coming in for that Wednesday launch that got scrubbed. I just happened to be on the right side, or I would have been caught shoulder to shoulder with people. I would have been Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think the toothbrush, Mike, is simply just revenge for the Clippers, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the Clippers and the Shears, and there it is. There it is. Hey, look at that. That is ball.
Hey. No. It's just you have some product in today. You look good.
Yeah, thanks so much, honey. All right, we can start the goddamn show now. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Want some bacon?
No, man, I don't eat pork.
Are you Jewish?
No, I ain't Jewish. I just don't dig on swine, that's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Yeah, but bacon tastes good. Pork chops taste good.
Hey, sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'd never know because I wouldn't eat the filthy motherfuckers. Pigs sleep and root and shit. That's a filthy animal. I ain't eating nothing that ain't got sense enough to disregard its own feces.
How about a dog? Dog eats his own feces.
I don't eat dog either.
Yeah, but do you consider a dog to be a filthy animal?
I wouldn't go so far as to call a dog filthy, but they're definitely dirty. But dogs got personality. Personality goes the wrong way.
So by that rationale, if a pig had a better personality, he'd cease to be a filthy animal. Is that true?
Well, we have to be talking about one charming motherfucking pig. I mean, he had to be 10 times more charming than that Arnold on Green Acres, you know what I'm saying?
Vance! The goddamn phone's ringing!
Oh, Mr. Bevan, please.
I can hear it.
Hello? I thought you told those assholes never to call here this late.
Yeah, I told them. And that is exactly what I'm going to tell this asshole right now.
Hello?
Vance! Vincent! I'm in big trouble, man. I'm coming to your house.
Whoa. Hold your horses, man. What's the problem?
I got this chick. She's ODing on me.
Well, don't bring her here. I'm not even joking with you, man. Do not be bringing some up poopa to my house.
No choice.
She's ODing?
She's dying on me, man.
Just dandy.
Okay, well, then you bite the bullet and you take her to a hospital and call a lawyer.
Negative.
This is not my problem, man. You her up. You can deal with this. Are you talking to me on a cellular phone? I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here is Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their support of their program. We appreciate that. All the way from Cushing, Oklahoma, to Yerington, Nevada, Southern Shores, North Carolina, Beverly Hills, California. Hey.
Hey.
Got one of them she zip codes. Hey.
Sure enough.
Flower Mound, Texas, and Nha Trang, Vietnam. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Lightstream. I hate credit card bills with high interest rates.
Ugh.
Are you ready to pay off your credit card balances and start saving money? Get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you can save thousands in interest. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. Poof! And that rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. Plus, absolutely no fees. The online application is simple, and you can get your money into your account the day you apply. I love this service. I love the website. All you need to do is check it out. If you don't, you're throwing money away. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. And here comes the disclaimer.
Here it comes, Oscar.
Excuse me.
Get ready, America.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Do we ever get clarity on the 0.5000 thing? It's 0.5%,
correct.
Right?
0.5%, exactly.
Did you get clarity on that? Did you call him? Talk to him?
I did. I checked against the copy. Okay. And it's perfect. You were right the first time, and I was wrong.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so it is 0.5%. Then take the zero off of it.
All right.
Why,
I shall.
Why do we still have a problem?
Because it says 0.50%.
I will take it off.
0.5%.
That's all it is. Exactly.
It's what we're dealing with. You know that. I don't have to tell you what it is. Right?
Write down that note. Right? Just a nice there little reminder.
Right on.
I hear you. I hear you.
I do hear you.
Now you know. Anyway, never have. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Great to have you with us. I have a politically charged question.
Oh.
Maybe a politically correct charged question.
All right,
and I want to preface what I'm going to say by saying I do not mean to offend anybody. And if I do, I am sorry because I really don't know. I am pleading ignorance. But Carla, we were discussing Joaquin Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We might have seen a promo for the Joker, or we were talking about what a great actor he is.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the scar that he has on his lip, I grew up, and I've always referred to it, and I referred to it last night, as a hair lip. And Carla looked at me and said, "Now hold, just keep it in your pants for a second." Carla looked over and said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Isn't that what that malady?" She said, "It's a cleft palate." Mm-hmm. Now, did I miss the note somewhere along the line that said you don't refer to that anymore as a hair lip? I always thought I didn't know it was politically.
And I don't think a cleft palate is the palate is inside of your mouth, is it not?
Yeah, but that's the whole.
Talking to the wrong gentleman about what's right and what's wrong.
I don't know.
I can tell.
Talk to Oscar because he's brilliant.
Hair lip. Well, actually, I have some context because my brother travels around the country, or used to at least around the world, helping
repairing
cleft palates.
People with cleft palates.
And
so is hair lip derogatory? Because I don't want to use it anymore.
I think hair lip is as derogatory as. It's not. How about this? It's just politically incorrect because it's not calling someone.
Do you know that for sure?
A midget / dwarf, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, they don't like the little people. They like that.
I get it.
And it's a preference.
Shut up, Fraggy. Shut up.
And I never really understood what a hair lip
is. Is this politically incorrect? I'll put you in the microwave.
That's just rage. Do you, can you give me I never understood why it was called a hair lip.
I actually have the answer right here. And Mike, this shocks me because I, like you, would never give it a second thought. But according to Oxford Languages, hair lip is another term for cleft lip and is classified offensive.
Yeah,
It says it right here. And you know
really
what?
I'm really sorry. Then
we
I'll
live,
stop
we learn
that.
Because I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't.
But
know
why
that.
Is it called a hair lip, Oscar? It is called a hair lip because it resembles the upper lip of a hare, which has a cleft between the top lip and the bottom nose.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, now I know.
Okay.
Now we've been educated.
Yeah,
all right, we'll move on. I'm sorry. I thought maybe it wasn't. That's why I brought it up.
If I thought it was.
And a cleft palate can be the opening in the roof of the mouth or the opening in both the lip and the roof of the mouth. So, yeah, it
Point
is.
Point to Carla.
Yeah.
If you're just keeping track at home.
Advantage, Carla.
Yeah, advantage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you wanted me to point at her.
No. Advantage would probably be
there. She is. There she is.
Yeah. Is she around? She was here a minute ago. I texted her, asked for water. That's why I had to run out. She didn't get me any.
How dare she?
I wanted my liquid IV for the show, and you know, I need that. I got my energy stuff. So let me just say, with all the horror of what's going on in this country, it was nice to have a moment, and I hope you got a chance to 3:30 roughly on Saturday mm-hmm. watch the launch of the SpaceX going up to the space station, and it was special. It was truly, truly special.
So cool
to see that. And I was down here playing golf with a former officer in the Navy and a naval aviator guy, one of these guys that flies those fighter jets onto carrier decks, and you'd never know what to look at him. He does not seem like that
little
kind
guy.
Of guy with the square jaw. Small guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very interesting.
Small. Got to fit in the
and,
planes.
I didn't know that. Is that true? Really? Those guys are usually small
guys? One of my
guys
from business school, I said, not for nothing, I thought you'd be like jacked up. And he's like,
yeah, so did I.
I was like, yeah. I'm in great shape, but like I still got to fit in the plane. Like you got a canopy, you can't.
I
played tall.
With this guy and his brother, yeah. his younger brother, and they were both aviators. I don't know if the other guy was military, but the guy was a pilot. And I at one point I asked him. I said, "So, do they train people to be that calm and collected, or do they look for a personality type?"
And, that's a good question.
Before he could answer the question, his little brother, you know, said, "Cool and collected." I'm like, "What's going on?" They got into a little thing like brothers do with that. But I get the impression that they get these steady eddies to see these astronauts, Bob and Doug McKenzie, who were going up there. They were Bob and Doug, which is right. I forgot what the last name was.
Great morning
but
show.
But just so. The best of this country, just to watch
the
these
right
guys,
stuff.
The bravery that you do, you know, to put yourself on top of basically a fuel tank that's going to explode underneath you and shove you up into space, and just how they were veterans. They'd been on the space shuttle Endeavor. They named their capsule the Endeavor in honor of the space shuttle that they flew on. It's just, it was terrific to watch this.
As a guy that's younger than you, the thing that was so neat for me is all the launches I remember in my life have been space shuttle launches. Those right. are the ones that really come to mind. And that looks like, you know, kind of like an airplane that's on a thing that goes into the sky. This was a classic NASA rocket. It was a big, tall rocket like you think of in the classic days of going to the moon. And it just looked and seemed different to me, to watch it sleek and just the majesty.
Sleek is the word, because even back in the Apollo.
It was so cool looking.
In the Apollo era, they had that giant rocket where, you know, with all those engines, and it was strange to know that when I looked at that, it almost looked like the type of rocket that sends a satellite up into space, which it has been, as
sure.
opposed to a manned space flight. When you see the Apollo rockets, these massive structures that have these big multiple engines that hurtle them into space, where this was one super-powered rocket
that sent them up.
They had stage rockets, right? The stage one.
They had stage rockets, but as far as it's a narrow, thin rocket you know, I played when I was a little kid. I got, like so many kids my age, got the Apollo 11 or whatever one it was that I played with as a kid, and it was a big, bulky spacecraft with a tiny little capsule at the front. This was a much sleeker rocket.
It was beautiful.
Does it have
really
to do
beautiful.
With payload? Because one's a capsule, the other's a shuttle. Technically, if we're talking about
the shuttle was a different story in and of
whole
itself.
Because
the shuttle had the huge fuel tank with the booster rockets on the side. Maybe much more powerful because it had to haul so much more up into space.
I just got the feeling
really
I hadn't
special.
Seen anything like this in my life. Yeah. I'd like Mike NASA on their Twitter feed posted the launch. Do you want to hear it again? Because it's pretty.
Yeah,
neat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then if we before we play it, let me say this: that one of the memories I had from watching space coverage was it was very, very, I don't want to say nerdy, but it was very, very fact-based and very,
lean
and just, we've got Wally Schirra, the astronaut, and they kicked it over to Mission Control. Well, along the way, American culture changed, and I guess what now, I thought the best cameras that they had watching live television was the Discovery Channel, Yeah. But in order to get the best camera feeds, better than CNN, better than anybody has.
What about C-SPAN?
Discovery. I didn't watch it on C-SPAN. Okay. No. You know what? Maybe next time.
C-SPAN.
I didn't even get a chance to check there. I settled on Discovery.
And, why settle?
When I said, let me tell you. When you can select. I settled on Discovery. And because of that, I had to go with Johnny Hipster, Johnny Sleeves Rolled Up. Johnny Yap Yap Yap.
Oh boy.
Who felt this is look, it's the same as a sporting event. Great broadcasting. You have mission control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't have to pepper it with. If I heard one more person say, I've got goosebumps, I'm excited. By the way, the lady on CNN was the same way. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a rat's ass how excited you are. If they're watching this telecast, they're excited. And right. What they want to know are the weather conditions. They want to hear every single communication between mission control and the spacecraft. You don't want to hear, yap, yap, let's go to Phil, who's going to tell us what. And it was, there was probably one of their three broadcasters that was a nerdnik scientist that had the real information. The rest of them were kind of just, and the MC felt as though. And by the way, I think the last commercial break was 5 minutes before the launch.
Oh.
Maybe 7 minutes before the launch. Because we need to get those commercials in before we have the launch. It was so mucked up. And like a great ball game, you just be quiet and let the event happen. The event is all you need. It doesn't need to be enhanced. But there is a school of thought that these young broadcasters, and let me tell you something, they're young now. I've got more experience in painting a picture than they do when they are talking about, oh, I am so excited. This is so excited. Don't hype me on being excited when it's a given that if they're on this channel, they're excited, you morons. Let it just happen. So it was fun to watch the launch, but it was ruined to me leading up to it by the needless patter, which these broadcasters feel. It's just like when people are covering any news story.
Mm-hmm.
You need to gather yourself. You need to calm your ass down and realize that you are painting a picture for people. You are enhancing the pictures of what's going on. And some events need enhancement. Some of the events need you to just shut up. Hopefully you have just the mission control and
this
the
is
launch.
What, because it's largely mission control. This is what NASA put out on their Twitter feed. I liked this coverage of it. Okay, so here we go.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed. Bob and Doug.
America has launched. So rises on the new era of American spaceflight and witness the ambitions of a new generation continuing.
Okay, do you hear the guy immediately yapping?
Engineer on Dragon to ground. Bob Doug, on behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Bala. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
And just in case you didn't think it was a great day for America, here's a very wise man telling us how great it was.
We once again proudly launch American astronauts on American rockets, the best in the world, from right here on American soil.
Hooray.
Didn't you
did you watch the two of them watching it like a couple of dogs where they're both standing there? And I was watching it by myself when I saw the replay of Trump and Pence side by side. I think Pence was there with his wife.
Yeah.
Melania couldn't be bothered. So she didn't. You know, she made the first trip down, but I don't want to get in that plane again.
This is so humid, Danza. It's very humid.
What is the deal? Okay, it's just going to be canceled again. Go,
be best.
And I was watching, and I said, okay, it would be riveting until the rocket got out of range.
Right.
You pretty much stare at it. You knew he couldn't. You knew he couldn't. He had to turn around and go, what are we going to do now? Where are we going to have lunch?
I'm with you, but I don't know how I would act if I was watching a launch either. I don't know. Like
I'm pretty sure you'd be staring at the rocket.
That's what I would be doing.
I mean, that's it. It should look like all those people that put up pictures during the eclipse, except without the sunglasses. It should just be everybody looking up. That's it. That's how you watch it.
That's all you do.
What I enjoyed about the broadcast was I don't remember the feeds that we would get. We never saw the feed of, you see it in post. You see it like maybe hours later, the way that the first stage rocket would fall off of the entire capsule.
And then
this
rocket, the biggest thing of this, and they missed it at least on the Discovery feed, was the, which I really, next to the launch itself, I wanted to watch this, was the rocket coming back down
and landing
to
on
a barge at sea.
Yeah.
On the platform,
and
right.
I still haven't seen that one.
There's a conspiracy out there that says it didn't land. So they went to like... Land. Stock images of fireworks.
They didn't show it live.
I'm watching the C-SPAN.
They were talking about it, and then all of a sudden you saw a picture of the rocket landed.
Yeah.
C-SPAN
showed 20 seconds of the opening of The Wonderful World of Disney with the fireworks behind the castle, and then Todd Moore has the capsule. So that's, I mean, I don't know. I believe it. I think it's fine.
So is there a conspiracy floating around out there that it didn't?
Always, yes. If you go into Reddit, they're like, no, we've seen that launch. Because they have landed these rockets successfully on these barges. You've seen it before.
Yeah, right.
Barge!
Right. Is there any video of it?
Well, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, It's on YouTube.
Okay,
But the live feed... It cutting out, and then boom, like a Houdini act. It's
ta-da, David Blaine.
Right.
It was completely like, that was weird.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see it land.
Very strange. Very, very strange. But all right, we're going to come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar and I are watching a fascinating documentary on Netflix. Just when you thought some guy could be as bad as any human being, the late Jeffrey Epstein.
Man. What a scumbag.
God burn in hell that soul, that tortured soul. Hope he's being tortured right now. You thought a bad guy, right?
No,
a lot worse than a bad guy.
I can't wait.
We'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi there. I recently had to get a root canal. No fun, right? Wrong. That's because I wore one of my brand new TMOS t-shirts to the procedure. You see, wearing a TMOS t-shirt makes everything fun. And thanks to new t-shirts coming out all the time, I'm not having to do laundry. That is saving the environment, my friend. And I mean, these days, who wears more than one shirt a week anyway, right? So save the planet, have fun at dental procedures, and buy a t-shirt. Thank you.
Thank you, that guy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, life is complicated, especially now. The last thing you need is a hassle in the kitchen, man. Rob's holding up his freshly turkey mushroom meatballs.
Yes, it made the kids come running yesterday. They said, "What's that smell?" I said, "That smell is for me. Get out of here."
Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple, because if it's not easy, you don't want to bother with it. I mean, you want it quick. That's American culture. We want our food quickly. If it doesn't taste good, you don't want to eat it. With Fleshly. That's another product. No. With Fleshly, you can...
Soylentgreen.com.
The grocery store. Let me start again. Please. I apologize to our fine new sponsor, Fleshly. They don't want to hear that. With Fleshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Fleshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes, and dinner is done. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Fleshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Fleshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Fleshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Fleshly.com/TMOS. You gonna love that. Yes, Fleshly.
Hello.
Hello. What's
like classical, here? Please. Yeah. Meow, meow.
So, Netflix hyping this documentary, which you've probably seen promoed about Jeffrey Epstein. And Carla turned in. I decided I'd take a peek. You knew the guy was a monster, but, you know, it happened quick. They got him. He died in jail, committed suicide. There's a, you know, of course, the conspiracy that he landed on the barge. Did you know, my question to you, Oscar, did you know before you started the documentary that he was as monstrous as I thought that, you couldn't get any more bad information about this guy. It was so much bigger. It was so much larger. It was so much more habitual of what this guy did. Yeah. This was this preying on underaged women. This wasn't a one-shot deal. This was a lifestyle that this guy had. And if you want to do a deep dive on it, on what money, the documentary is called Filthy Rich. It's the story of Jeffrey Epstein.
James
and
Patterson's
what,
production company is a part of this.
Yeah,
James I should Patterson, know this. I should know this. How old was he when he killed himself?
Probably 60s.
Still relatively young guy, and he'd been at this forever.
It was so methodical. And it just brings home what privilege and money in America can buy you. Your average smoke. This is being done in a middle class neighborhood. I think this guy's busted within an hour. But in Palm Beach, by the way, I went to school geographically on the area over there, that there's Palm Beach, which is the Shishi Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago Palm Beach.
Right.
And then West Palm, when you go over the bridge and you go back to where, you know, there's actual poverty in West Palm Beach. It was stunning. I found out. I'm only one episode into it.
How many episodes is it?
I think it's four total.
Four. Okay. All right.
So I actually watched it yesterday, Mike, so it's fresh, top of mind. The scope of this basically sex trafficking ring was not in my it just wasn't. I didn't have even an idea that it was international in the way it was.
I haven't even gotten into the international stuff. I'm just where he's preying on the local high school kids right now.
The number of victims, I did not have a true account of. I was, and you get to see it through the documentary. The real, it's tragic on many levels. It's a failure of the federal government, not of the local. Once the local does everything they can to get this guy. And then somebody in the federal government somehow, some way, Acosta, he ends up, he was in charge of the case in Florida. He ends up basically cutting a sweetheart deal to Jeffrey Epstein, which ends up.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Him,
right.
And it's chronicled in this doc, haunt him so much so that when the Me Too movement happened.
Are you like spoiling this for me now?
No,
are you spoiling
history.
This?
I'm not just spoilers.
Okay,
this
I know Acosta was involved. I just
Well, you're skipping way ahead.
Mike, this already happened. These are facts.
I know it already happened, but I didn't know that he preyed on that. I didn't know that the dude was at his little Palm Beach house and had these massages scheduled twice a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Twice a day that he's doing this.
Even Robert Kraft says that's a lot.
What I'm highlighting is the idea that like there was so much power
and money
behind this guy that he got away with it for an extra decade.
Amazing.
And then
where they should have and it was the West Palm Beach stuff is where they could have nailed him
a decade ago.
A decade earlier before he really got nailed. Just gross. So completely gross that you do this and you know you take a guy that it's money and power again, man. Mm-hmm. It's money and power that allows that type of thing to happen. And you know, not just and they at one point in the very first episode of this Oscar, they talk about his you know, there's no doubt the man was smart. He was a money manager, made millions, billions of dollars. Stole a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he you know, he had the smarts to get where he got. And they talked about his brain development and the development of an adolescent's brain, a 14, a 15, a 16-year-old girl, and how vulnerable they are to be completely and utterly manipulated by this prick, this monster, this Satan who did this. And that's
in
another.
He's in his 50s, right? Who knows?
He's in his 50s
when he
at this time.
Doing it.
Wow.
And just did it again and again. And then you get the minions that help him out, like that lady that's gone AWOL, right?
Yeah.
His number one handler, mm-hmm. who now can't be found anywhere. There should be justice with her floating around out there.
There are a lot of questions still.
Yeah, that should happen too. So, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Filthy Rich,
documentary. Because you know what? I wasn't in a bad enough mood watching the protests and hearing about the pandemic. So I wanted to watch a nice, depressing documentary on one of
our
monsters.
If you're on Netflix, you should watch, Oscar and I both saw it. This will definitely snap you out of it. A movie called The Wrong Missy. I've happened on it because David Spade, we've been following him. We were bummed that Comedy Central canceled his talk show because of the pandemic. And so he's just dropped this movie on. It's a Happy Madison. It's a Adam Sandler production.
I can't watch it. I'm not allowed.
Why?
I'm not allowed by myself. I can't. It's got Rob Schneider in it.
He actually is pretty funny in it.
I can't do it. I cannot watch Rob Schneider.
Mike, he's a victim of a shark accident.
Yeah, of course, Deuce Bigelow is. Yeah, I'm sure.
Mike.
Is that what you watched? I wish I was you. You watched Happy Missy.
I have seen that film.
The wrong
Worth
Missy.
Worth a gander.
Really?
He can't help but be funny.
Oscar sees everything because he watches till 4 o'clock in the morning.
He does.
That's why he sees all these things. I've got nothing else, Mike, except for the
magic tube.
Are you both giving the thumbs up to David Spade?
It'll make you a Lauren Lapkus fan. She's very, very funny in this.
Really? Who's Lauren Lapkus? Lauren Lapkus is someone.
She was actually in the first season of the show Crashing. She shows up in a lot. She was in the most recent Jurassic Park movie. She was one of the controllers.
She plays crazy so good.
Almost like a modern Lucille Ball over the top with her physical comedy. Great stuff.
That's the one. Does she play crazy as
crazy
well?
Crazy girlfriend.
Yes.
Does she play crazy as well as Miss Squirrel does in Bad Teacher? Does she play crazy?
Yeah, she does. And also, she plays crazy and she plays crazy dirty, which is very funny. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, those are the two TV. You know what? I tell you, I need a palate cleanser.
This will cleanse your palate.
Normally, Rob Schneider, cues my explosion sound that I have.
Doesn't ruin it.
We got to take a break. Now, I am fascinated by this on my show prep today. Rob Schneewack gave me a little nugget before we came to air. Medical procedure that Rob said he's looking forward to.
Well, I didn't say it was mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to a little commercial break here, and then we'll come back and find out about the Spiewak family medical procedure right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara. To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live, or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
That's fun. Who's the author of that one? That's fun.
All hail Mike Brunner. Mike Brunner sent that over the
Mike
weekend.
Brunner.
Good job, Mike.
Got to enjoy that one at the beginning. That's going to burn quickly, but I like that one. That's fantastic. Great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Liquid IV. We mentioned it earlier on the show. Here's one of the things I love most about Liquid IV. They are on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're donating to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military, which is awesome. Dehydration occurs daily in 75% of all people, which leads to headaches, brain fog, muscle fatigue, dry skin, and more. To stay hydrated with water alone, you'd have to drink 8 full 8-ounce glasses of water a day. Thankfully, there's Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. And proper hydration can boost your immunity. Liquid IV, available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. And remember, nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco. All right. All I know is Oscar and I heard Rob say at the beginning of the show today, when we came in here, he said, yeah, we've got a medical procedure, and I'm actually looking forward to it. So it's not happening to you?
No. It's this Friday. It's a procedure that his sister has already had, and Robert will be having on Friday all 4 wisdom teeth extracted under general anesthesia.
That's not a medical procedure, really.
Anytime you have general anesthesia, it is, absolutely. Okay. But here's why I'm looking forward to it.
I had my wisdom teeth out, I remember, years ago. It can be very painful.
Yes. Why I'm looking forward to it is, and I still have videos of Julia coming out from under the anesthesia, and boy, is it a great time to interview your kids on camera, because they say the goofiest things. So I really do look forward to it. And I believe Monday's show then will probably have a recap with audio of Robert out of his mind. He's already said, Dad, we need pudding. Dad, we need mashed potatoes.
How's
Julia, what else can
it?
I eat?
Is he nervous about it?
He's not. Julia was much more uptight when it went down for her, which was just about a year ago. But he was in a good amount of pain about a month ago when all four started to bust through. Mm-hmm. He's better now with it, but they're going to have to come out. I never had my wisdom teeth out. Mine came in okay. And you said you had yours out?
Oh, yeah. But I had mine out when I was an adult.
Okay.
So you've got Robert is what, 17 now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 17. And so I might have had mine out. I know I was working and I was living in, I think I was already living in Annapolis. So, I mean, I was a grown man when I had
fairly
mine
recently
out
for you. And I mean, here's
a trivia. You might remember the name. I've referenced this doctor's name several times over the years. Do you remember the greatest name of any medical professional I have ever dealt with was the name of the surgeon, the oral surgeon who removed my wisdom teeth?
All I remember
is I actually went out to dinner with him later on.
Was it Gina who had the hooks?
That was Bryna.
Bryna. I knew it. I got the
Gina. We know where your mind is. Gutter mind.
But I do remember the hooks. But can you give me a hint? Because I bet it's in my head somewhere.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. As a matter of fact, okay, I'll give you the last name is something that's been featured on the TMOS cocktail party.
Okay.
As a beverage.
Oh. I was going to say Dr. Fighting.
Is it the name of a spirit?
It's the name of a spirit, yes. Okay.
Oh, is it Dr. Crown?
No, it's not Dr. Crown.
Crown would be a great name for a dentist.
Those are great guesses, both of them. The doctor's name is Dr. Guy Champagne.
Oh.
Does that not sound like somebody who would be appearing at the Mirage for two shows nightly?
It's the Guy Champagne get
together. Yeah. Guy Champagne. And
now, did you do with the general anesthetic or did you just go with local? Because I've known people that have done it with local.
I got general.
Because they say that when you do the local, you don't feel like the pain, but you actually feel the cracking and the busting because it's a very, very violent procedure. They are really nestled in there. So they've got to like cut and crack the tooth to get it out.
Did you ever have yours out, Oscar?
No.
Really?
I had braces for like forever. It feels like
years. You walk so well now.
Back there.
Oh,
run
your teeth.
Oscar, run!
That moment when they broke free, I felt
when the thugs were chasing you from downtown.
The rest of my life, I'm just going to run free.
That's all I have to say about that, my Jenny. I watched that, by the way. Carla comes walking in over the weekend, and I'm watching Forrest Gump, and I'm getting teary-eyed watching
it.
This is the movie that I lambasted when it came out when I was a monster back in my 30s, and I came walking in, and she's like, She said, "You're watching that movie you hate." I said, "I don't hate it as much now."
Yeah, it's so,
I don't know what
so
it is. You're getting older. It's but so Mike, good. You know who else loves it?
I stand by Guy Champagne. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to have your wisdom molars removed. And now here is the host of the medical procedure, a Dr. Guy Champagne. That's when he was a friend of Dr. Moser's, who was my dentist, who had Bryna, the lady of the hooks.
The lady of the hooks. It's all a big thing. Big dental.
Hey, yes, friends, we're going to take the teeth out
now.
Don't
you think if your last name was Moser, you changed to Moeller if you're a dentist?
Moeller. Dr. Moeller. Hi, I'm Dr. Moeller. But it was
my dad's dentist is Dr. Novik, which is like Novocaine.
Hey, my doctor's, my first dentist, the worst one of all, the one that traumatized all the kids in our town, was Dr. Novi. Dr. Novi, who had the antique drill set up in his examination room.
With the strings and the pedals.
You walk in and you look at that, tell me you don't poop your pants when you walk in and see that.
Yeah,
it's terrifying.
We had Dr. Fisher. Dr. Fisher said, yeah, we better pull that.
By the way, do you still have Dr. the guy from Fairfax? Do you still go to him?
Yeah, I do.
And did he set up this thing with the oral surgeon?
No, we had a referral from him to Julia. he referred Julia to this guy, so we went straight to this guy this time. Because we already
had the
referral.
Different dentists that do different? I mean, I know there's an orthodontist.
Well, usually it's
dentist.
An oral surgeon. Surgeons are normally the people.
I should know about that.
I think they're probably dentists that have degrees in oral or certification in oral surgery. But most of the time, it's the dentist that does the drilling.
Dr. Wu, and he can do everything.
Dr. Wu?
I have Dr. Wu's son and daughter. They're all dentists. So when he retired, the Wus took over, the younger Wus.
Dr. Wu.
Does he treat Macho Man Randy Savage?
He is a group office. Three doctors: Dr. Wu, Dr. Tang, and Dr. Clan. That's who
he and boy had, do they wear white coats.
That's great. Wu Tang Clan. Thank you. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the news you may not need right here. It's heavy. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's all I had today. We'll do the best we can. Funny kicker, sort of.
All right.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Monday. Give me a break. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
I got sand in my sock. I usually cry when I watch Bonnie Miller. Some of the toilets in my house don't work right. I lost my virginity to Charlotte Ray. The bare naked ladies are all guys.
Why?
If you look up sexy in the dictionary, you see a picture of Suzanne Summers. Super Tuesday gets me hot. I think I spilled something. Billie Eilish should cut his hair. Buy the T-Mobile bonus show at commercial.com. That's
thank
on
you, Larry.
The internet, right?
All right, yeah.
You'll laugh, boy.
Okay.
Buy it.
Right. Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS T-shirt store. This is probably the last day, so don't blow it. No, I'm not doing a commercial for the Asport T-shirts. No.
No.
Pull it.
They didn't buy it.
Pull it.
Kill them.
No, they didn't. They hated
it. They didn't sell it out. Kill them.
What's the deal with that? Why? Give me a why. We sell the first two like hotcakes. Is it just people tired of T-shirts? Or tell me, Oscar, or was it that I was so confident in this design that we're still hawking them? I'm totally... There must be like 30 left.
Yeah.
And there shouldn't have been 30 left after
never.
That.
No, never.
I was disappointed with that as well. I thought it was a beautiful, wonderful shirt.
I went out and got it.
Glorious one.
You take that.
That should not be shamed into, you know, basically oblivion.
Right.
What's that?
I like the shirt. I love the shirt.
It's a great shirt.
The passport to the Asport T-shirt. This is the last commercial I want to read about.
Is it?
I mean,
let's make it happen.
You know, I just want to say this. I have a sad right now.
Yes.
I have a big sad.
No need for sad.
We're feeding our families here, for Christ's sake. Buy the passport to the Asport T-shirt. You know why it didn't sell?
Why?
Because it didn't have a big hairy ass on it. That's why it would have sold if it had that. It had like a government fake passport logo, and that's all it had. It didn't have anything with ass on it. It has to have something with giant cheeks, giant
butt cracks.
Do you think
our listeners need the brew through type of T-shirt?
They need something that we could have gone for the pervo audience.
Yeah, you know what sells
like
good,
a
Mike?
Big perfect butt.
What sells good in Ocean City is the Big Peckers T-shirt. That's what sells.
That's what's up. Do a T-shirt, passport, then a bikini, tasteful.
Yeah,
tasteful.
A bikini, butt to the Asport.
Got it.
And watch what happens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't need that today. On Monday.
Do you think people think it looks too realistic?
Too official?
Something disconnected with this T-shirt.
Yeah. Does it look like an immigration deal?
Like maybe you get pulled over. I thought of that.
Maybe I missed that.
But I thought it was a gorgeous design. Yeah, I was very thrilled with it. I thought it would sell like
Americans. It's great. Yeah.
Please. All right. No. Butt cheeks. That's what they want.
That's
what they
want. News.
It's true.
New mandate. Butt cheeks.
BC.
I swear to God, I'm being honest.
BC in 2020.
Yes. Thank you. Well, naturally, almost every celebrity has a take on racism, protesting, rioting, and looting. Here are 10 of the most interesting ones that have been gathered. Beyonce said, "We need justice for George Floyd. We all witnessed his murder in broad daylight. We're broken and we're disgusted. We cannot normalize this pain. I'm not only speaking to people of color. If you are white, black, brown, and anything in between, I'm sure you feel hopeless by the racism going on in America right now." I agree with her. I do feel hopeless. Hate it. Oprah said, "I haven't been able to get the image of the knee on his neck out of my head. It's there every morning when I rise and when I go through the ordinary duties of the day. While pouring coffee, lacing my shoes, and taking a breath, I think, he doesn't get to do this. George Floyd, we will not let your name be just a hashtag." Celine Dion wrote, "It's not enough to be non-racist. We must be anti-racist." This is a very key, key point right here. "Change is long overdue. Racism and brutality must end. It's everyone's problem, everyone's fight, and I pray together we can find peace." Chance the Rapper said, "If you hold a pen at a publication, this is the time to be carefully intentional with your words. Do not demonize the people that are being beaten and battered in the streets. Damaging property is not violent, but the actions of the state have been. It must be documented justly." Tyler Perry wrote, "Please, please stop this violence. Looting is not the answer. And listen to me, be careful where you are getting your information to join the protests." That's a pretty good point right there. "There are people and other countries who are posting things pretending to be U.S., pretending to stand for peaceful protest, but they are trying to incite us to violence and chaos to try to do more harm." Dwayne Johnson, "This is our opening disease. I'm sorry, our ongoing disease. I've had cops in my family, good men, and there's a cop code granting you the authority to use force if your life is in danger. But cop code must become moral code, ethics code, humanity code, knowing that if you don't ease up, then that man is going to die. So when you decide not to ease up, your intention is to kill. And that's what this was." Killer Mike said, "We don't want to see our one officer charged. We want to see four officers prosecuted and sentenced. We don't want to see targets burning. We want to see the system that sets up for the systematic systemic racism burnt to the ground." Mike said that while he's also wanted to see the world burn, he pled that the protesters do not burn your own house down for anger with an enemy. He explained, quote, "It's your duty to fortify your own house so that you may be a house of refuge in times of organization. And now is the time to plot, plan, strategize, organize, and mobilize." Billie Eilish said, "Why is it okay for white people to protest literally being asked to stay at home while carrying semi-automatic weapons? Why is it okay for black people to be called thugs for protesting the murder of innocent people? Do you know why? White effing privilege." Dr. Dre said, "I felt that like the cop had a knee on all of our necks," meaning black men. "And yeah, it's extremely painful. It's extremely painful because it keeps going on. It continues to go on, and it's like, what can we do? Or what do we need to do to make things stop? What is supposed to happen to make things stop? It has to stop." And Rihanna wrote, "Watching people get murdered and lynched day after day pushed me to a heavy place in my heart. If intentional murder is the fit consequence for drugs or resisting arrest, then what's the fit consequence for murder?" That's just a sampling of celebrities and what they have said. And, you know, you can agree or disagree, but a lot of people have a lot of strong thoughts. And this continues. I'm not sure when it's going to end, but things need to change. Well, SpaceX was the one ray of sunshine over the weekend. Yes, yes. The launch went off as scheduled on Saturday. It launched from Cape Canaveral. I was down there Wednesday. I wish I'd been able to see it, but hopefully I'll be able to take my son to see another launch soon. Saturday afternoon got delayed to Saturday after the weather. The president and vice president were again there. For the first time, astronauts have launched from U.S. soil since 2011, and it's the first time a private company has put someone into orbit. SpaceX founder Elon Musk called it, quote, "the first step on a journey towards a civilization on Mars." Apparently, even NASA agrees. Apparently even NASA agrees AC/DC's Back in Black is a good song to pump yourself up to. Before the launch, astronauts Bob Becknon and Doug Hurley listened to it on their way to the rocket. One of the coolest parts of the SpaceX rocket is that it's reusable. We were talking about the controversy with this. Less than 10 minutes after liftoff, allegedly, the rocket booster landed on a platform in the middle of the ocean. Would have liked to see it live. Would have liked to see it live. The pandemic has brought back the tuna melt.
Yes, hey! You heard me correctly. Mm. The pandemic that we're all dealing with has repopularized the tuna melt, people. Apparently, mentions of it are up 30% on social media since March. I love a good tuna melt.
Tuna melt is just cheese with tuna, right?
Yes.
Just a little tuna salad on a piece of bread, and then you put a little piece of waxy cheese on top, put it under a broiler, or, you know, put it in the oven and bake it.
You heat up that tuna, and the aroma really comes out.
Not a fan?
No, I love it, but it is. I know there are people that don't like the notion of a hot tuna salad because it smells sometimes.
If you're at the office, it's a no-go.
Yeah.
It's a no-go.
That, you know what? No. Don't bring one on an airplane.
Well, it really makes sense that tuna melts are having a moment. First of all, they're delicious, pretty easy to make, and definitely qualify as comfort food. And second, the ingredients are all things that are fairly easy to get right now.
True.
That's the world we live in. Tuna, cans of tuna, we can get it. Tuna melts don't require fresh meat or produce, just canned tuna, mayo, cheese, and bread. Plus, once again, they are delicious. So for some strange reason, that came across my desk that the tuna melt is very popular. By the way, Carla made her own very extremely healthy mayo. Avocado oil mayonnaise, which is
really
this book we're reading, this book that was on Bill Maher, has all these griblies that are canola oil and these vegetable oils that are very bad for you. So you make it with the good oil and yummy, love in my
tummy. Being married to Alton Brown.
Alton. I'm glad you brought it up. I logged a little time with Alton Brown.
What episode?
He did Reloaded, his coffee show.
I've not seen that episode.
I haven't seen that. It's terrible.
Oh, God. Let's make it as inhumanly complicated as possible, making a cup of coffee, you hump. Anyway, last year, Forbes named Kylie. This is a funny story. Kylie Jenner, the youngest self-made billionaire ever, but they just revoked that title and now claim that she's been lying for years to inflate her own wealth.
Canceled.
They posted an article on Friday accusing Kylie and her mom, there's a nice lady, Kris Jenner, of spinning a web of lies to make Kylie Cosmetics seem more successful than it really was.
Ooh.
Classic.
Jesus.
Classic unreal. Jenner.
Oh, such scum. They claim the tax returns she gave them were faked to make it look like the company's revenue was 2 or 3 times higher than it really was. And her actual net worth, well, it's still a lot. It's just under $900 million. That's a ton of money.
I'd like to see like a form 1040 from the IRS, but after every number, there's like a crayon extra zero. That's what she showed.
Well, that means Mark Zuckerberg, this is how much money we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. That means Mark Zuckerberg still holds the title of youngest self-made billionaire. And Kylie doesn't have much time to catch him. He did it at age 23. She'll be 23 this August. She's not going to catch him. That's what they who know. Kylie, of course, is denying that she did anything wrong.
Right.
Of course. She immediately tweeted that the article was filled with, quote, inaccurate statements and unproven assumptions.
Mm-mm. Thanks,
that's
Lance
weak
Armstrong.
Language. Is,
appreciate
yeah.
you.
She followed that tweet up with a few more where she basically shrugged it off. Yeah, now she's shrugged. Yeah, whatever.
Of course.
Quote, I can name a list of 100 things more important right now than fixating on how much money I have. So she did it. I'm so glad
she's telling me what we should focus on. Well, that's nice.
What's garbage and maybe, so if you're an investor and you're looking at a fake tax return.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fraud.
It's fraud, but if she just sent it to a paper or a magazine, right?
It seems like people would be asking if you're investing in that company and be like, I
don't you
said
be getting my hopes up about her going to jail. Please, don't do that.
I feel like that screams now somebody has to really do their due diligence.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, who would like that T-shirt, Passport to the Asport, Kylie Jenner would.
Yes.
Thank you. And now a little something. A professional runner in New York broke the world record for running the fastest mile while wearing jeans. He ran it in 4 minutes and 6 seconds and change.
Damn.
On a related note, Rob Spiewak holds the record for walking the slowest mile in cargo shorts. Here we go.
Mike actually
That's all
just
I got today.
Sadly, I faked those documents.
Well, it really wasn't the slowest.
No, second slowest.
A bunch of people standing around Rob going too fast. That's it. We got to take a break, and we'll come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Honey, I'll always love you.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Thanks, Jeff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Facebook star Styes. They're just like us. John Bon Jovi washes dishes every evening.
Yeah.
Beyonce swiffers her own living room. And twice a week, CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley dines on the flesh of the non-believer so he can live on per the agreement he made with Satan. See? Just like you.
Scott Pelley.
But those are showbiz Styes. Frankly, I much prefer Facebook Styes, and so should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. To send stars, what was that that came through? My God. To send stars while you're watching, simply click the star next to write a comment. Select how many stars you want to buy and give and click send. Boom! Instant gratification. Every star puts a penny on our pocket. Or in our pocket. Every star puts a pocket in our penny.
Right.
And that adds up. So please do it now. Shoot a few stars our way. Thank you. Because if your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you click upon a star, your dreams really do come true. Boo hoo hoo. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, the 1st of June.
June
is busting out all over.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, this comes under the category of people that I thought must already have been dead, but they weren't. It was announced that in April, Herbert Stempel died. Do you remember the name Herbert Stempel?
Herbert Stempel was featured in Quiz Show, played by John Turturro, who was the disgruntled $64,000 question contestant.
Yeah, 2021, and he was he was a whistleblower.
So right now, let's meet Herbert Stempel and his challenger as Geritol, America's number one tonic, presents 21. Welcome back to the show, gentlemen. How are you, Herb? How's everything in Queens?
Fine, Mr. Barry.
It's a nervous strain on the family, I bet. How's your wife holding up?
She's fine, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Barry, for asking.
If you have never seen the movie Quiz Show, highly, highly recommend it. It's a great story,
I
well told.
Yet.
Are there kinescopes or video of the real guy back
it's
in the day?
It's all on YouTube, yeah.
How have you watched them yourself? Have you watched Herbert Stempel?
I think they make him a little more oppressive looking in the movie.
A little smarmier than the real guy?
Bit. And also, Charles Van Doren, not as charismatic as portrayed in the movie. They broaden the story a little bit, but the story itself is all true. So anyway, Herbert Stempel passed at 93. This is a great 911 call. It has a happy ending. A lady called 911 because she lost the brakes on her car. She was speeding out of control on an Ohio freeway. And they talk her through and get her safely stopped.
She's all the way over on the right-hand side. She can't get slowed down.
Emma, this is Becky. I need you to listen to me right now, okay?
I'm trying and I won't do it.
Okay. All right. Now, I want you to take a hold of your emergency brake and just gradually pull that a little bit and see if it slows you down at all. Emma, does it slow you down at all?
Yeah.
Car parked. All right, get out.
Save that woman's life.
Wow.
Isn't that great? Love that.
That's cool. What, Mike? Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. Was the car if you're on a highway,
she was on a freeway.
Just was the accelerator stuck too?
I think what happens is when you are going at 65 miles an hour and you realize you have no brakes, you're going to continue going at 65 miles an hour.
Okay,
there's no traffic.
So they had to tell her that they had to tell her to use the emergency brake. Why do you think it's called the emergency brake?
Maybe she was under a lot of pressure.
Maybe she thought it when she jacked that thing up, she was going to do a bunch of donuts.
But anyway.
The thing is, though, you could tell. When something like that happens, you just don't go,
Maybe you do. Maybe you do in Ohio. People are under a lot of
hills.
Pressure.
Lots of hills.
Mike,
if it was a hill profile, I wasn't there. I'm a monster. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Mike, every story has two sides.
Emma, see if the emergency brake works.
What would be worse is that if she was, I just passed the sign that said, you know, the big truck stop, truck pull off.
Oh, those pull offs where they have like the gravel.
Yeah.
Those always scare
the runaway
me a
truck.
Bit
the runaway truck yeah. thing. Yeah.
yeah.
My good news.
Emma, go out to Route 8. Go ahead. Go out to Route 81. Yeah. Take 81 from Maine to Florida. Emma.
And don't pick up any bottles that look like they're full of lemonade.
There you go. I can see Linus's ass.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, come here.
It's Linus's ass on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Linus's ass right there.
Hey, you got to admit, it's a great ass. Isn't that?
Did he see a quail in your living room or something? What's he's pointing?
He's no, he's figuring out what he's done. Oh, he's turned around now.
Oh, he wants to go out.
He wants to go out. We got 2 minutes, buddy. Sit down. Mike, things are okay with the leprechauns in Ireland during the pandemic. I want you to know this because Kevin Woods has been checking on them.
Leprechauns are spirits. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the restrictions. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean, and I can transfer my spirit up there.
Does your wife believe in leprechauns?
No.
But even he, even Kevin Woods knows, try the emergency brake.
Emma.
Now, Mike, I know you got, there's video of your dog, Homer Winslow, that
Winslow.
He's adorable. Winslow is adorable. I watched it 3 times today. Be happy that Winslow is not a husky. Huskies are very vocal dogs. And today we close with Blue, the petulant husky, who, when being yelled at for destroying a couch cushion, yells back at his owner. This is not okay.
Blue, come here. Come here. Who did this? Blue, sit down. No, you're a bad boy. Blue, stop. Nobody. Blue, listen. Blue, 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 why is your tail wagging? You're a bad boy.
And then Blue pulled the emergency brake. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. Please be safe.
My line would have been, and then Blue went to lick his nasty doodad.
Oh, my dog Blue.
My dog Blue. Yeah, he licks his nasty doodad. So, Rob was telling me that he watched the video of Winslow with the breeder.
It's so cute. Oh, my God.
Did you put it on mute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway.
Sorry.
I had to.
Couldn't have muted it fast enough.
Oh, God. Talking about a voice. Seriously. It's like a vocal colonoscopy. Anyway, that's it. We got to get
the emergency brake, breeder.
We have to take our leave. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Whoa, whoa. Stay safe and really hang in there during these tough times. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, good for you.
Golf's no different from hockey. Requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass.
Oh, hey, I wet my jockeys here.